There's joy and gladness and rest for the weary. The first time I ever walked into a church at the age of 19, walked in the back door, it was kind of a cycle where they had a pew that sat right here. And the first person I saw was my second grade teacher, Miss Pratt. And I'll never forget that. Walked a little farther and I saw my first grade teacher, which was Miss Mead. And you know these people made an influence on your life when 33 years later you can still remember them. And I walked a little farther and there was my fourth grade teacher, Miss Hall. And it was at, I guess about a month later, when I got under conviction and got saved, I realized that for 19 years those people have been praying for me. Most of them lived right down the road from me, and I didn't know that. And so that's what one of the verses in the song is about. The second verse, about some ladies at this church, who not only, they told me they were praying for us, but they didn't have to, because we could feel it. We felt their prayers for a year and a half, and I'm sure we're going to feel them for a lot longer. There's some women in this church that continue to pray for us, and had they not, we might have gave up. I know when I first came here, I faced some trials, and I wanted to run. Brother Tim set me down, and he said, "You can't do that." He set me down at a walk-in. I was trying to have fun, and I didn't want to talk about it. I thank God for that moment, because we were ready to run, or at least I was. But listen to this song. It's called "Because You Pray," Brother Justin. It's a great job.
As time moves by, I'm starting to see.
my background. When you're saved at the age of 19 and you're not rooted and grounded in good music, there's some influences, I guess, in your life that maybe we can turn around and use for the Lord. We're going to do one more song. We don't want to keep everybody too long. This song was written during a rough time in my life when I lost my job. I can relate to what Brother Mike was kind of going through. But me and my wife sat down at the piano one day and started to piece together a song that the Lord has given us, and I thank God for her. So many of the words in this song came from her. It's called "He Is the King."
In red glory.